flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz and banging microphones. We are in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. We are at Radio Row. Donovan McNabb joins us every Monday at 4 o'clock during the Eagles season, and the Eagles season has gone to the very, very longest period it could. The call is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are you feeling, man?
Yes. I'm doing great. How you doing?
What's up, Big Five?
We're doing
What's happening, man?
What's happening?
The energy level is a little down over there. This ain't our normal Monday.
Well, yeah, we didn't have a game this week.
Y'all act like y'all had a bye week, and y'all trying to get back ready to go.
Well, we traveled down yesterday, so, you know, and true to form, we started early. So, yeah, we, you know. So.
Okay, on a Sunday? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know. when you're out of town, every day is Friday. For
yes,
you.
Sir.
I know that's right.
Dude, our show doesn't start till 2, Donovan.
We had time to sleep in. So, listen, bro, down here, real quick, what do you remember about, because I get asked this a lot, so what do you remember about our Super Bowl week down in Jacksonville coming into that week as far as all the hoopla and the pomp and circumstances surrounding the game? You know, stuff like media day and all of that stuff. What was your thought process going into that week?
Man, you know, the thing that I remember, how cold it was out there in Jacksonville. Like you think of some of these Super Bowls, these cats out here, short sleeves, they out here, bucket hats and sunglasses. Man, it was a direct opposite for us. Remember we were standing out there for that team picture for over an hour?
Yep. And the cameraman couldn't get it right. How many pictures did we have to take?
Exactly. But you know what? I think the best thing for a lot of these teams that really happened for us is the fact that week in between, we were able to kind of get out our excitement of making it to the Super Bowl that week. And when we went down, it was kind of almost business as usual. I remember the week of all of us kind of going to dinner and kind of spending time together at the hotel and in the ballroom when we're eating or whatever, and just kind of doing the same things we usually do on the day before the game, when we, you know, getting our burgers and ice cream and all that. We just sit at the table till 12 o'clock or so, just laughing and cracking jokes. And so I just remember the camaraderie and just kind of spending more time together, man. Just we see in this game, it could be your last game together. It could be a start of 5 to 10 years together, whatever it may be. And then finally to get over that hump and making it to the Super Bowl, we were just ready and just anxious to get the game going. But as far as all the hoopla during the week with the media and the pictures and all the obligations that we had to do, all of us was kind of like tired of that. We just wanted to play ball.
You know, looking back on it, not the game itself, Donovan, but looking back on it and the lead up to it, is there anything now that you look back and you say, maybe I should have handled this way? Or because everything's so different, you can't just do your normal, you know, your normal routine. Is there anything you look back and you say, well, if I had to do it again, I would do this differently?
No. Because we got to understand, as football players, we're so regiment-oriented that we're used to a plan. And once we go with that plan, we're so superstitious, too. So when we go with that plan, and if anything is off from what we're used to, we feel like it messes everything up. Yeah. And so you know, I was more than anything itinerary based. I didn't ever write it down. I just knew kind of what I needed to do, when I needed to be there, and the stuff that I had to go through. And just, you know, yeah, I mean, could it have been different? Yeah, it could have been different, because I know everybody would love to hear me say, yeah, if I changed something, we would have went to the Super Bowl more than once. But, you know, things happen. Things happen, and it just didn't happen the other times that we went, and we made it once, which, you know, I would have loved to be in the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, 4 or 5 times. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. We all would love that. But, you know, it just didn't happen. I mean, how you think the Buffalo Bills and Chip Kelly feel? They would have loved their 1-1 Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
They're people in their career who never even made a conference championship.
Yeah.
So does that mean they're not great? No. Things happen.
So, Donovan, big game on Sunday, a rematch of 2 years ago. The Steve Spagnuolo, Jalen Hurts sort of matchup. What do you think about this whole thing and how this is going to play itself out?
Well, I think what you're going to see from Spags is going to change up from his approach. I think probably about 50% of what he gave us in the last season. And I say that because I think it's secondary-wise, they feel much more confident with the guys that they have in their secondary. And with Reed and McDuffie, I think those guys, and as well as their defensive line, they feel like they can do enough to at least neutralize the run game, you know, that we have. Now, what do we watch? Do we watch the film from the last Super Bowl? No, I think we need to watch teams like Houston, teams like Baltimore, like teams that they've played against who have running attacks like ours. And then we have to look at what that opens up. Does that open up the middle of the football field? Yes, because I think they haven't fared well versus most of the tight ends in the NFL. So what does that mean? Now we need to throw it to Dallas Geist. We got to utilize the middle of the football field. And so I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how that first quarter and a half goes and how we approach it.
How do you like Jalen coming off the last game that he played in that championship game, where the passing game looked like it sort of got back on track? If Spags is going to load up to try to slow down Saquon, there's going to be opportunities to throw the ball early in the game. You're feeling confident and comfortable where Jalen is at right now as a passer?
I do. And you know why? What was my conversation coming into that first round of the playoffs? That was Jalen's first game back from the concussion.
Right.
And so, it's going to take some time to kick the rust off. And, yes, he's had, what, 3 games now where, you know, we can say we've seen drastic progress.
Yeah, and he's got better each game.
And we can say that this is what we've seen and what we know of Jalen. And so I love when everybody just keep challenging Jalen and questioning everything about his ability. The man is a winner, man. Like, he's been questioned ever since he got to Alabama in the spring of whatever year that was, and became a starter after spring ball, not even as a true freshman yet. And so the guy understands the game. He knows how to prepare. He knows what he needs to do. And to be honest, if he plays the way he played in that first, his first Super Bowl here in Arizona, I think it'll be a whole different result.
Oh, yeah.
Now, on the other side, we are going against a guy who is building a case to be remembered as, you know, potentially the greatest quarterback who has ever played in Patrick Mahomes. If you are the defensive coordinator and you have that guy on the other side, what is your strategy with him?
Well, again, it's for your linebackers and your linebackers and your safety. You have to do a great job of covering. But what I would do with them is I would widen my end and have them rush upfield, and then I would blitz them up the middle. Because now you're putting so much pressure on him to try to push up in the pocket. When you're blitzing him up the middle, that eliminates that. See, the thing about Patrick is not a get outside of the end and to scramble kind of a guy. He's a push up, and then he feathers. And so when you have a guy like that, that's going to push him deeper in his drop, which will put him at about 12 to 15 yards. And so if you're blitzing up the middle and you're able to collapse the pocket on them, then now all of a sudden it works in your favor.
Yeah, it is a, you know, it's sort of like a limit the damage kind of thing with Mahomes, I feel like, because he's not going to give us the game. You know, he's not going to gift the Eagles the game. And the it almost seems like the best I know it sounds like an easy thing to say, hey, build up a lead, but I think what we're all worried about is a fourth quarter when the Chiefs are within a score, you know, on the other side of it, even if we have a lead. That's a guy that, like, he might be the most terrifying guy I've seen in that situation.
Well, it's funny you say that. Yes, he does a great job of just giving his team a chance to win games.
Yep.
And we've seen him, you know, be able to complete the task of winning. But the thing about it, with playing that team, you have to be able to neutralize the clock. And we've seen in majority of those games where all of a sudden you're giving them 2.5 minutes, you're giving them right after the 2-minute drill. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're giving them time, but you have to be able to eat up clock and finish. The thing about them, and I was saying this to one of the guys out here, they're basically like the New England Patriots of today's era. And what they do is they capitalize on your mistakes and they make you pay for it. And so you give credit to Andy, you give credit to Spags, you give credit to all of that coaching staff over there, because they've been through the situation and they know how to prepare for it. And so major credit to them, but you just can't let them hang around in games.
Yeah, it's one of those games, man. I think it comes down to, honestly, who makes the fewest amount of turnovers. Neither one of these teams turn the ball over a lot, but we are extremely careful with the football. We got to find a way to be able to take one possession away from Kansas City somewhere. We got to find a way to take one possession away from them.
It's got to be a tip ball pick. It's got to be a fumble, like a strip or something. But then with that, we got to capitalize on it. It can't be a field goal.
Yep.
It has to be a touchdown. And so now you kind of separate a little bit more from it. So it puts pressure on them. If they go 3 and out or drive and kick a field goal, we have to continuously put up points.
Donovan, before we ask for your prediction on the game, you are now going to get the scenario that we've been asking everyone that I came up with last week. And I want to know which one you'd pick. If, assuming you're cheering for the Eagles, here are the two scenarios.
What do you mean, assuming he's
cheering
for
the Eagles? Well, no. I'm saying from that perspective. From that perspective, you could see one of these two things. There's 3 minutes left in the game. Scenario one: the Eagles are up 4 points, and the Chiefs have the ball on their own 20 with a chance to score. Scenario two: the Eagles are down 4 points with the ball on their own 20 with a chance to score with 3 minutes left. Which scenario would you rather be in?
I would take up.
Us with the ball.
No, he's saying he would take being up the points.
Oh, being up, being up.
I would take being up.
Okay.
Because, to be honest, let's put it on our defense.
Yeah.
Let's put it on our defense. Because what has everybody talked about? Everyone's questioned Jalen. And then they basically said that our defense has progressed. Our defense has kind of made their mark. Because remember, in that last Super Bowl, our defense set the record for sacks. We didn't get one sack on them. Remember that, right?
Yeah.
So now it's time for our defense to elevate and our defense to be able to make a play, which I believe that our defense will make that play.
So, Donovan, the game is 6 days away. Chiefs-Eagles. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, taking from the last meeting that we had, it was one that you definitely didn't want to miss anything. I would definitely probably say 28-23.
Eagles?
I like it. I like it.
I like it.
I take it.
That's a game that's going to make me nervous, buddy.
that's why I said our last game is going to be one of those games that you don't want to miss anything, because a 3 and out would look outstanding, because it'll be a drive. It could be something that is like 3 and out. Oh man. Or you just miss a deep ball, or you know what I'm saying? You miss a pass, or just missed a first down on a great run. It's going to be like that.
All right, Donovan. You're going to be down here? When are you getting to New Orleans?
Yeah, I'll see you guys down there. I'll be over there probably on a Thursday and Friday.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
What about Wednesday?
That's when all the big dogs come to town.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday.
Y'all leaving on Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday night.
You leaving on Thursday night. But I'll be down on Wednesday, Ike.
I'll be
at Radio Row on Thursday.
Okay.
Got you. Man, I just need to know why. I call you Wednesday when you get here.
You know we talked about that.
All right, Donovan.
All right, broski. I'll see you in a minute.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll see you.
There he is. You know, the craziest thing about winning the turnover battle is I thought that AFC Championship game with the Bills was such a great game, but the Bills got that turnover. You know, they fumbled the handoff. And the Chiefs fumbled the handoff in the first half. They got that turnover. The Bills, even though Josh Allen tried a few times, did not turn the ball over.
Right.
And they got that scenario, right? They got the scenario, losing the game, but with the ball in Josh Allen's hands. And Spagnuolo dialed up that blitz and ended the game. And they lost, winning the turnover battle against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess, honestly, there is no easy way with either one of those scenarios. Why you normally get
that's
a pause.
So
yeah, you get that pregnant pause before somebody gives you that answer. Because you really want to think about it a couple times. You're like, hold on, do I want the ball down? Or do I want to be
or
on
do
defense?
I want the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I'm just looking at it like, give me the lead, and I got to cross my fingers and hope that the defense can hold on.
Yep. Well, I hope Jalen Carter makes a couple big
plays. Yeah, that's the way I got to do it.
Makes a big play.
Because I just – not that I don't believe Jalen can do it. I just don't. First of all, it wouldn't be easy to go down and score against Spags' defense. But I'd rather have the comfortable feeling of being up.
I'll tell you what. Jalen goes down the field, scores a touchdown to win the game against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Everything you want me to say for the next 6 months, it becomes a lot easier, a lot more difficult for me to fight.
Argue against, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game since last week, more confident or more nervous? It sticks at 70.9% more confident. Joining us here on Radio Row, they call him the King of Radio Row. That is Elliot Shore Parks. There we go. Elliot?
No, it's going well.
That's the wrong mic, I think.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Did he change mics?
I don't hear him at all.
That's going well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was too loud, so I turned it down.
Yep.
All right, well, listen, we'll work on it.
I promise
you. If only
we
had an engineer.
Yep, I promise you, Elliot's here. Try again, Elliot. Keep talking.
No.
Well, I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Elliot, you can just talk back to me. You know, even though nobody can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Put out one tweet about Jalen, and they basically cut his mic off.
Well,
look, Jack, give your headphones up.
You don't get Elliot, you get OG Wade. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Listen, I'm only here to make my claim right now because you know I played a long game. And I hear a lot of people talking about Patrick Mahomes and this and that. Jalen Hurts, at the end of the game on Sunday, will clearly be the best quarterback in the NFL, and he will be the best quarterback on that field that day. And I'm going to tell you something else. This man is building a Hall of Fame career. Right now, he's already in the conversations after just 5 years. So I've been saying this a whole lot, and even in the beginning, what this man is about. And all y'all do is knock it down. But guess what? Sunday ain't going to be no more, you think he's better? No. It's going to be clear. And that's why I got the OG Wave 4-point system t-shirt.
Here we go.
Would you stop it?
I don't want it being printed up. And I'm going to tell you right now, Eagles win. OG Wave 4-point system wins again.
Yeah.
What now? I'm here to tell you.
Now, what again? If the 4-point system is tied, can you remind us what happens?
I'm telling you, ain't even got to worry about it because it's not going to be tied. Okay, it's not going to be tied. It's very clear right now that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback because all of y'all elite. I done gave y'all a whole month to talk about what's elite. So far, Spike, the quarterback that you named elite ain't even accomplished half the things that Jalen Hurts have accomplished. So we up out of there on that one. You understand?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that my pupil there, you know, my knowledge without college student, Elliot Shore Parks can't get on right now.
He's there.
On this.
No,
yeah, he's on now. Yeah. He's on now.
I can't hear him at all.
But
he's on.
I hear him. But my point to you guys,
is that you heard it from
OG first. Okay, we're winning the Super Bowl because we won the OG Wade 4-point system. That's it. So y'all can sit down there at your little radio row with your little microphones and every damn thing, try to do all this little cute stuff that y'all do. Yeah, it's cute. Okay, at the end of the day, it's going to be like I said it. Okay, that's what it's going to be.
I got to ask you a question. He can hear you.
Everyone's got you.
I'm surprised, OG, that you're not going to be here for this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not coming down to New Orleans, man.
Didn't he say he's on parole?
Yes.
It ain't no surprises. It ain't up to me, bro. I got to get permission to leave the state. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm a lifer. I'm a lifer.
All right.
All right.
And Jack,
I won't go deep into that.
Take them damn stripping. Jack, take them stripping clothes off.
Shut up. They're perfectly fine.
You a damn Chippendale or something like you damn one of them. What is them? Macho Man, them dudes that sing that macho man. What is that? What was
the
that?
Village like people. That? The village people.
The village people. You're the village people. Yeah.
Listen.
Come on, man. Get your life together,
when
man.
When you're starting to feel confident in yourself again, you start wearing a little tighter clothes.
Get your life together, man. All those
My life's
clothes
going well.
Thing.
Well, you can travel state to state.
You're in New Orleans.
Why don't you get your life together?
About lives, yeah.
Yeah, you in New Orleans. You ain't in San Francisco, man. Come on, man.
All right.
The end of OG.
Yes.
So everyone else can hear Elliot, right?
Yeah, everyone can hear Elliot.
Talk. All right. I hear him in my regular ear. But
awesome.
I don't hear him in that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I took the headphones off.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, E?
How you doing, Elliot? Still full from last night. Well, Fran can barely hear him. Now, Fran, can you hear him now? Talk, Elliot. We're just going to do this on the air.
Well, I thought dinner was
How does he sound?
Very faint. Very faint over
very
the air.
No,
oh, no, great. No, awesome. No. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Put the mic in your mouth.
Yeah, Ike's line this week is put the mic in your mouth.
No, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, it's professional.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Oh, my God.
I'm going to knock the table over.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
I know.
You know.
No, that's great.
Yeah, you know I'm not.
I know. I'm mad at the situation.
Yeah, so am I. But we're happy that we're here.
I'm not mad at all.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
My mic sounds still pretty good.
Yeah, the
Mr. Carefree.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Are we going to break?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, I can do my read.
Yeah.
Then.
So I'll throw the mics down at the same time.
Yeah. What do we have coming up next? Oh, wait, by the way, prop bets next. I have a lot of, silly prop bets to go over with you guys.
So I like it.
We'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from New Orleans.
Hey, is your hair thinning? Don't wait. It's not going to stop, right? And please, don't fall for the scams on social media that say that you can get your hair back in weeks. It's just not true. The experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical have approved treatments like TED, PRP, and exosomes to help keep your hair that you already have. And should it come a time that you do need hair restoration, and guess what? Glad is the name that you can trust. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Call 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.